Blog Talk Radio.
Was paralyzed by fear when they heard a mighty multitude was quickly drawing near. But as they prayed for deliverance, the victory would begin. For when we call upon the Lord, we summon all of heaven. Worshipping the Lord, it seemed there was no hope at all for what would be in store. But when we stand on holy ground, our smallest prayer is heard. Instead of on our circumstance, our prayers may seem in vain. They don't seem to make a difference. They don't seem to make a change. Just rest assured, God knows your needs, and He hears each time you pray. Your prayers are reaching heaven, and the answer's on the way.
Welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop will be up shortly. Good morning to you. This is Elder Kevin Baum. We thank God for you today. And ladies and gentlemen, if you can hear my voice this morning and later on, you better thank God. Let's get a Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for being here this morning on Prayer Time with Bishop. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we want to know that prayer is so important. It is mandatory. It's always been mandatory, but I think in these days and times, it is mandatory, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for the precious Lamb of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ. We thank God for the Holy Spirit, and we thank God for the Father. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for Jesus and the Son of God. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, the caller number for those who need prayer in your sphere of influence is 347-843-4559. I suggest you send that number out to everybody you know, 347-843-4559. I am convinced everybody on the planet, I don't care what you look like, what you are, who you are, you need prayer in the name of Jesus. We're going to continue to do that here on the network. Let's just pray for everybody today. Jesus, oh, yes, yes, yes. Amen, amen. So that number again is 347-843-4559. So our scripture coming up is going to be Psalms 23, 1 through 6. Psalms 23, 1 through 6. I encourage you to read that entire chapter also yourself today. Psalms 23, coming up in Jesus' name. So we thank God for his word, and we thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw being with us today as well on the network. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we go to the word. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. This is prayer time with Bishop. Amen. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Amen. Y'all hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Even if you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. That is why it has nothing to do with us. Amen. It's all about the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. Thou preparest a table before the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, surely, ladies and gentlemen, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the word of the Lord, Psalms 23. Let's give God praise for that. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, his word is so awesome and powerful, ladies and gentlemen, and it will last forever. As Bishop always tells us, no, the word will last forever. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you would, put your hands together for the man of God as we open up the night for Bishop. Y'all have a great day today. We want you to enjoy your day. Thank you so much, Bishop, for being with us this morning.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you once again for your goodness and your mercy, your grace and your love. Lord, we thank you, Lord, you've been so merciful to us. We give you glory and honor. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, God, we will magnify your name. We will lift you up and praise you. We adore you, because you alone is worthy of all the glory and honor. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. Father God, you God, we give you glory for your word. We praise you for your word. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and pull into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray this morning. God, we pray for safety of the children of God. We pray, God, your safety as they go to school. We pray, God, as you protect them, God, in the name of Jesus, from all diseases and all illness and all sickness and all diseases. And Father, we give you glory, God. We thank you for your word. You watch us over your word to perform it. And so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. God, we thank you this morning that you have assured us in your word, and we give you glory for it, God, because you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was on him, but with your stripe you are healed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are healed, God. We thank you for healing this morning. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You paid the ultimate price. God, we thank you for healing every sick individual this morning, every illness this morning, God. God, we pray against mental illness this morning. We pray against the spirit of delusion. We pray against the spirit of fear and doubt. We pray against the spirit of unforgiveness this morning. And Father God, we decree and declare your word. And we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that word this morning. God, we pray, God, for those that have been attacked by COVID-19, God. We thank you, God, as you heal their body. This morning, we pray, God, for the healing, God, for the strength, God, for the deliverance, God. We pray for full recovery. Father God, we pray against that spirit this morning, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We pray this morning, O Heavenly Father, and we give you honor and give you glory for all those that you've already healed, those that you've already delivered and set free, those that you've raised up out of their sick beds, God. We thank you for it this morning. We glorify you for your word, your works, your works, your works. God, we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray for divine healing. Father, divine healing, God. Every here, every part, every organ in the body to work normal, work properly. Father God, we thank you for it this morning, and we glorify you. We call those things to be not as though they already are. Father, we thank you this morning, God. Your words say, the kingdom of God suffer violent. Violent must be taken by force. Father God, we walk by faith and not by sight, Father, because now faith is substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We thank you for that this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. We pray for the pastors and their congregations this morning. We pray for their protection, Lord. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, as you strengthen and encourage, God, them. Encourage them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, your word says you will supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. And God, we give you praise for it, and we call it so today. It is already done according to your word, God. We thank you for financial blessing. We thank you, God. You promised us, God, that we would be the head and not the tail. We would be above and not beneath. God, you promised us, God, that you will supply every need in God. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We glorify you for it in the name of Jesus. We pray for divine wisdom this morning, God. Give us wisdom. Lord, you said, if any man like his wisdom, let him ask it of God, who give it freely, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we give you thanks for it. We praise you. We adore you for it this morning. We honor you, oh Heavenly Father, because there is no God like you. You are the joy of our salvation. You are the peace, and you are the comforter. Father, we thank you for comforting those this morning that have lost loved ones. We thank you as you comfort and as you strengthen them this morning. We give you honor, this old Heavenly Father. We give you praise this morning that you've been so gracious and merciful to us. You've been so long-suffering with us. You thank you, God, that you've blessed us many days. You blessed us in many ways. God, we give you honor for that this morning. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for being clothed in our right mind, having the activity of our limb. We thank you for the small things, oh Heavenly Father. We give you honor because you alone is worthy and you are alone. We thank you, God, that you have brought us through the storms of life. God, you have protected us from all diseases and all sickness. and all infirmity. We thank you this morning for that this morning. We pray for families this morning. We pray, God, as you strengthen, God, strengthen family, bring families closer together, reunited families this morning. Pull down that stronghold of division. Destroy that spirit of unforgiveness. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray against it, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, to give us love, unspeakable love, joy and peace and happiness. God, we thank you. Your word has promised us, God. God, weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. We give you glory for it today. We thank you this day that you have made. You brought us this far, God. We thank you, God, that you will bring us through whatever may come up on this earth. But God, we thank you as you strengthen our faith, God. As you strengthen our faith, God, that we will walk in faith in spite of what's taking place, in spite of what's going on, that we will walk in faith and decree and declare your word, because we know that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Father, we thank you for that this morning. We glorify you because you are the Lord of Lords and you are the King of Kings. We pray, O Heavenly Father, for every situation, God, but that man that's incarcerated this morning, we pray, God, that family, that child that's incarcerated, that mother that's incarcerated this morning, we pray, God, that you would protect those children, God, that you would, for safety of God, put a hedge of protection around them, Father. Father, we pray against the spirit of murder. We pray against the spirit of violence. We pray against a black-on-black crime, God. We pray against that spirit, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus, and we give you glory and honor, God. We glorify you because we know that you are able. We glorify you. We call those things to be not as though they already are. We give you honor today because there's no God like you. You are our everlasting Father. You are the joy of our peace. You are the, oh God, we thank you, God, because you're so good. We give you glory today. God, we pray for every situation. God, we pray for our government. We pray for the president of the United States. We pray for our nation. We pray for our cities, oh Heavenly Father. We pray in the name of Jesus, Father. Our leaders, oh God, we pray for those that's on the front line this morning. We pray that for the nurses and the doctors, God, we pray for those, God, that's in the school system, God, that you will strengthen us. You will give them the wisdom, for God to give them the wisdom, God, as you protect the children, even the faculty members, even at work today, God. We give you thanks, God. And we give you honor, God. We, God, we ask you to protect those that are traveling over the dangerous highways. Give them safe journey from home and back, God. Lord, we thank you today, God, as you bless today, God. Bless each and every one today, Lord. We thank you as you strengthen, God. We strengthen those that are weak, those that are feeling down, God, that you will strengthen them and draw them closer to you. We thank you for every soul this morning. We pray for that man that is out there on the street. We pray for that individual that is lost, God. We pray for God that they will, you will open their eyes, that they will see and know that they need you, God. We pray, God, for their salvation. We pray, God, that you would deliver them of everything that is holding them hostage this morning. We pray against that spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, that spirit of drugs, that spirit of alcohol, that spirit of pornography. We pray against those spirits this morning. And Father God, we know that you are able to set free. Be now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that he can even think or ask. And Father, we pray for one another this morning. We pray for the body of Christ. We pray for the saints of God everywhere. Father God, we ask you to keep our minds in perfect peace that stayed on you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory and honor for what you are doing. We give you praise that you brought us through this storm. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We pray for those that's in far country. We pray for those that were in the earthquakes, oh God. We pray for their families. We pray for their loved ones. We pray, God, that you supply their need in this time. Even those that's in New Orleans that was in the flood, God, we know that you're able. We know that you will, God. We pray for their families. We pray that you will strengthen them, that you will supply their needs even now. God, we thank you as you make ways, you open doors. And Father God, let us be wise in the things that you have put in our hand. Let us be wise with our finances, God. We thank you this morning that you have blessed us in such a great and a mighty way. We give you glory and honor, God. We thank you for all that you have done. And we don't take it but lightly, God. We thank you for every moment. We thank you and give you glory and honor. We adore you. We praise you this morning. Everyone that's on the airwaves as we pray this morning, as we ask, touch their hearts, God, strengthen them. You know what they need. You know what the desires are. You know where they stand. God, we pray for them as you strengthen them, that child, that individual in college. We pray for them that you will supply that need, that one that want to go back to school. We pray, God, that they don't, God, that you will bless them. We pray for that individual, God, that feel like all hope is gone. Let them know it's not too late, God, that you will turn things around in their life. God, we pray for our families. We pray for our sons and our daughter. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will bless them in a great way. We pray for families everywhere, for every daughter, every child, everywhere. We pray, God, God, keep them under your blood. Protect them from all evil. Protect them from danger. Father God, we give you glory and honor. God, keep them in your safety, God, and let them come to know you as their Lord and Savior. And we give you glory for it today, and we call it so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe. If you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. That was his voice you just heard, who prayed for you and your family, ladies and gentlemen, your city, your county, your neighborhood, and, of course, around the globe as well. So thank you so much, Bishop, for that time as well. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, before we go to Dr. Crenshaw this morning, I wanted to let you know if you do have a prayer request, hit *1 on your phone. *1 on your phone if you have a prayer request or a comment this morning. In the name of Jesus, we would love to have you on today as well. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, we're going to hear from Bishop's wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Doc, thank you so much for being with us as well. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of the Lord this morning, and thank God for such a beautiful morning here, wherever you may be. But we're grateful that the Lord allowed us to awaken this morning. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we certainly make a choice. It is a choice that we rejoice and be glad in it. Things may not be exactly the way that you would desire and have them to be, but to rejoice is a decision that we make, knowing that the Lord is yet our shepherd. As Elder Kevin read the scripture this morning, the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. He leadeth me. He leadeth me in the pathway of righteousness. And I want to encourage you this morning as relates to allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you in the pathway of righteousness, not only in the pathway of righteousness, but to lead us in a pathway of safety, a safety, amen, that we're hid inside of him, inside of the word of God. But we must allow God to lead us. The word of God said that the steps of a good man, they are ordered. They are ordered. Now, that's a key word. They are ordered. That sounds like a commandment. Praise God. And we must have a willingness to abide by those orders. If God said go left, we don't decide to go right. If God said go south, we don't make a decision and go north. He would lead us in the pathway of righteousness, pathway of safety, a pathway of protection. I'm reminded in Acts the 27th chapter when Paul was imprisoned on a ship on his way to Italy. He made it known to everybody that was on board that he perceived he perceived that this voyage was going to be dangerous. I want to let you know tonight that the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, he will give you a perception of a thing, and that perception will become your protection. Praise God. We must perceive and allow the Holy Spirit to direct and guide us. Praise the Lord. The Bible said the sheep know my voice, and a stranger, he will not follow. But hear me today. The people that were on the ship, they didn't want to hear anything that Paul had to say. But the Bible said they believed the owner more than they did Paul. There are times when God gives you a message, when God gives you a message, when he gives you and he leads you in a pathway of righteousness and protection, everybody's not going to agree with you. Everybody's not going to agree with you. And then when you try to share it with somebody, you're going to be ignored. You're going to be rejected. You're going to be like, what are you talking about? But that's okay. This is a season and an hour that we as believers got to hear and know the voice of God. This is not a season that we can hit and miss. Praise God. There are times in our lives we've all have missed it. But Father, we want to pray the prayer. Above all gifts, give me the gift of discernment. Above all, help me to be able to see beyond my own, praise God, fleshly, should I say, thinking and analysis of a thing. Let me be led by the Spirit of God. And when there's a perception of danger, then we say, God, what pathway do I take? Which way did I go? However the situation may end, God is going to bring us to a place of safety. Even though that it was chaos on that ship and it was broken into pieces, God brought every last one of those individuals, based on the word of God, he brought them to a place of safety. So we reflect upon Psalm 23. The Bible has declared, the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. But we've got to make a decision to dwell in the house of the Lord, to dwell in his presence, to dwell in his word forever and forever, as David has said. As for me and my house, I make a decision. I make a decision to serve the Lord. What's your decision this morning? What's your heart divided? What's your purpose this morning? What's your agenda this morning? Praise the Lord. Our agenda should always be, we make a decision to be led in the pathway of righteousness and to dwell in the house of the Lord. God bless you. Back to you, Brother Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Amen. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of just joining us. That was the voice of Dr. Denise Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. It's a prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Amen. Amen. What a powerful word. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you all were taking some notes. I took some notes again today as Bishop and Doc were talking today. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you to read, as Doc always tells us, read, research, pay attention, and I added, and listen to the voice of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. So I want you all to read, research, pay attention today, what's going on. But also, as Doc mentioned today, based on the word, listen to the voice of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Everything will be all right. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 What a glorious day. Amen. So we thank God for you today, ladies and gentlemen, and we're excited about what God is doing in your life. We're excited about you. We're excited about your family, and know that we are praying behind the scenes. We're also praying for you, thinking about you. And in some cases, we tweet you, call you, send you a note, or encouragement, whatever we can do. But we just thank God for each and every one of you today that are on with us. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm turning this time back over to Bishop. In Jesus' name, thank you so much, Bishop. God bless.
Praise the Lord. God, we thank God for those words of encouragement, the words of exaltation from Dr. Crenshaw. We give God the glory and honor this morning for another day. Continue to pray for one another. Keep each other lifted up in prayer and know that God is our answer. God is our answer. God is our answer. Continue to pray. Continue to pray for one another. We love you. We love you. We are praying for you. And know that God loves you too.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. And Dr. Crenshaw, thank you so much for your time this morning. And no doubt about it, the word of the Lord and the encouragement from you as well. So thank the man and woman of God this morning. Y'all pray for y'all pastors and bishops and your ministers and evangelists and prophets. Teacher, pray for all. Pray for your bishop and pastor today and minister folks. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, you heard one thing from Bishop Blake, gentlemen. Know that the only way, there's only one way to the Father, and that is through Jesus Christ. There is no other way, ladies and gentlemen. Please understand that. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to have a wonderful day today. We trust that some of you have already got your exercise in maybe for the day. Please exercise, get out, enjoy your life, your wonderful life, enjoy your family. We continue to do the protocols. Ladies and gentlemen, of today, I'll leave it like that. You all know what you need to do. Most of you know what you need to do in the protocol area for your wonderful health. Also, too, keep your immune system. I am not a doctor, but keep that immune system high, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Crenshaw has been sharing some awesome information in the past months and about your immune system. So keep your immune system high. Check with your doctor and keep it moving, as Doc would say, keep it moving. So we want you to enjoy your day today and also the rest of the weekend. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. You've spent prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw today, and we thank God for you. Have an awesome day today. We're going to leave you with another wonderful song from Babby Mason. On prayer. God bless you. Take care. Enjoy the day. it's a beautiful day in the Lord, and we thank God for you, for those listening live today and later on. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, and we want you to have the very best day ever in the name of the Lord. Y'all take care. Have a great day. It's Elder Kevin Vaughn. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you.